You are listening to the Wide Format Impressions Audible Features. Getting in the Game, Printing for School Sports. Written by Tony McQuilkin. Originally appeared in the Wide Format Impressions November-December 2022 issue. Printing for local schools can be both a lucrative and rewarding business opportunity. School pride. For institutions across the United States, both large and small, school spirit can mean opportunity for wide format printers. And while many colleges and universities have their own in-plant operations for graphics, the same can't be said for the secondary schools, large and small, that educate our children from coast to coast. There is good opportunity here, especially if you're a smaller sign shop, notes RJ Orr, Blue Media's EVP and partner. This is especially true if you do things other than just wide format printing. He notes that most schools need banners and signage, absolutely. But they are also always looking for things like flyers, t-shirts, or other products that a well-rounded shop can provide. And becoming a reliable resource can be a lucrative ongoing business. With that said, what types of products are most schools really looking for? Orr notes that perimeter fences for sports stadiums is probably the single biggest category, with many local high schools wanting to provide the same high-end feel to their teams as a college would, within reason. With that said, he notes, PVC mesh or scrim vinyl are probably the single most popular materials he prints on for his local high school projects, with a pressure-sensitive vinyl coming in third. An installation is something else he works with the schools on to help keep costs down. He recalls one instance where they got the students involved. Chandler High School in Arizona wanted to showcase their team. The whole football team came out to help with the installation to help save cash. That was kind of a cool project to be part of, Orr says. He stresses that schools don't typically have huge budgets, and the print projects they do tackle tend to center around the athletic teams. Football is the predominant one, Orr notes. Typically because it has the biggest booster clubs. That's who pays for these print projects, the alumni. Weight rooms are another location that tend to see graphics installed, along with locker rooms for various teams. That said, Orr adds that banners in general are another item that many schools look to take advantage of. We do a lot of senior banners, he says, which are banners hung of the current senior class, typically for more predominant members of the class, such as the football players or cheer team. We have a photographer take pictures of them and then create individual banners that get hung up around the school, and then those kids get to keep them after the year is over. Other projects Orr has worked on for schools include things like wrapping the band transport buses or creating the signage for charity events the schools might put on to help raise funds for various projects and improvements. In fact, he notes, Chandler does an annual football tournament, and we always donate the signage. It's a good way for a shop to build connections and goodwill in the greater community beyond just contributing to the bottom line. Biggest reward. The biggest reward, though, Orr says, is seeing how the kids themselves react to the graphics. It's rewarding to see the kids' reactions when a project gets done. If we've done their locker room, for example, it goes a long way. For example, we recently did a project in a lower-income school district. The coach there used to be at Hamilton High School in Arizona, which is more affluent, and then he took this job. He raised the money to have the entire weight room redone, new equipment, new flooring, and we did all new graphics. The kids were just floored by how it all turned out, and seeing them all pumped up after it's all said and done was amazing. So how does a local shop get involved with their local high school programs? Orr suggests starting with the athletic director for the school, rather than going to a principal or district manager. Say, hey, this is what we do, and see if they have any print projects they're looking at, or see if they want to get some numbers so they can talk to their booster club about raising money. That's where you start. After that, a football coach or a booster club president are also good resources, but start with the athletic director if the school has one. Because of that structure, however, expect there to be a lot of cooks in the kitchen as far as decision-making is concerned, Orr says. Because schools are a public entity, there will be a lot of people weighing in on what projects take priority, what the design should be, and who is ultimately going to pay for it. So go in with the process with that in mind, and be prepared to present your ideas multiple times and have designs changed several times before the final sign-off. With all that in mind, Orr still says that if he was running a local sign shop, he would probably be content to just focus on high schools for his business. You could literally make an industry going around to the local high schools, boosters, and athletic clubs, he notes. There are a lot of pockets of money to do small things. If I had a smaller shop and just wanted to have fun, I would just do high schools. It's a lot of fun and you can make a decent living at it if you're in the right area. There's just a lot of opportunity in high school graphics packages. Opportunities in school graphics. There are several different applications that high schools need when it comes to print. Consider putting together a sample kit to help spur creativity and give school officials a better idea of what could be possible within their limited budgets. Here are just a few pieces to consider, including field signage for sports stadiums, hanging banners promoting individual team members or special events at the school, signage to help promote fundraising efforts, ADA signage and placards for key locations, wall wraps, both interior and exterior, to help bring school spirit to life. Window graphics with the team mascot or logo, either on a small scale for interior doors and windows or on a larger scale for exterior viewing. Floor graphics to help with both wayfinding and to help extend the school spirit from top to bottom. Staircases are a great place to showcase the school mascot or colors. Yard signs celebrating graduating students, promoting clubs, etc. Vehicle wraps for team transports and school buses. Graphics for locker rooms, weight rooms, etc. that help a school sports team come together. And finally, backlit signage of the team mascot or high school logo in prominent locations to welcome students and visitors into the space.
Thank you for listening to the Wide Format Impressions Audible Features.